And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weinihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now go vegan. Peace. Now go vegan. All we are saying is give vegan a chance. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Industrial Corporation of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Quick, let's celebrate World Go Vegan Day coming up the first day of summer while it's still legal to do so. Am I still allowed to say the V word on public airwaves right now, or do I have to move to satellite like Howard Stern did to avoid the huge FCC indecency files being levied? Although I don't know why there's no indecency fine each time a hamburger commercial is aired. Now, that's really indecent. But you also may have noticed that there's kind of a weird, kind of an indecent Gestapo police state Reich Wing atmosphere currently in beautiful Southern California. I believe I experienced it more than once this past week. I looked it right in the eye, too, like Bush likes to do. Bush likes to look things, people, right in the eye. And I looked the police state right in the eye this past week. And it was kind of bloodshot, actually. You know, the L.A. Sheriff's Department just following orders, you know. And what were the orders? Starve, poor people, starve. Yes, apparently we have had illegal fruit growing in South Central Los Angeles. But thankfully now we're protected from it by the L.A. Sheriff Department's military action against the poor and hungry of South Central L.A. as SWAT operations were conducted this past week against terrorist avocados growing at the South Central farm at 41st and Alameda. Nice to know your L.A. city government proud to be as unresponsive to the will of the people as your federal Gov Enron Ment is. Mayor Antonio is batting a big zero so far. Alcalde fracaso, zero for the farmers. He's also being blamed for the death of Gita, the 48-year-old elephant at the L.A. Zoo, who died last week. And interesting, because Mayor Antonio had some quotes appearing in the local media. For example, on March 11th, he said, quote, "My interest is in ensuring our elephants are healthy and safe, and I believe they are safer when they are not in zoos." So that was Mayor Antonio on March 11th in the L.A. Daily News. That's the newspaper that called this radio show of the week once, huh? Okay, and then another quote of his. This one was in the L.A. Times, April 19th, and Mayor Antonio said, quote, "I don't think zoos are big enough to have elephants. Nature preserves are more appropriate places for elephants." Well, then what are you waiting for, Mayor? We're going to spend close to $50 million to expand the elephant exhibit, but no money for the farmers. Nope, nope, nope. And now we're calling upon the mayor to, well, that was Gita at age 48 dying last week. It seems that 13 elephants in recent history have died at the L.A. Zoo prison camp for animals. And you still have Ruby there, who's 45, Billy, who's 21. So please ask the mayor to do something, anything. Do something good, Mayor. You can write him, 200 North Spring Street, LA 90012. Ask him to please free Ruby, please free Billy. Send them to a sanctuary. Elephants would roam 30 miles in a day. They're family-oriented. And that little concrete exhibit that they've had there with, oh, the tire, one rubber tire for stimulation, huh? Amazing. Okay, so please contact Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and ask him to free the elephants, send them to sanctuary. Again, 200 North Spring Street, LA 90012. His fax is 213-978-0750, 213-978-0750, or you can email him at mayor@lacity.org, mayor@lacity.org. And I would like to ask the mayor, you know, where are the birds and butterflies at the South Central Farm supposed to go now? Shame on you, Mayor. Shame on you, Jan Perry, City Council member. Shame on real estate developer Ralph Horowitz. How greedy does one have to be? I mean, wasn't it reported that the Annenberg Foundation had come up with, what was it, about $16 million for the asking price for Horowitz? But a better offer apparently came from Walmart. And isn't it ironic, symbolic, that the South Central Farm be bulldozed in favor of a Walmart warehouse? Can't tell you how sad and outraged I am. And you saw the police state coverage on TV, and you know, it was like, oh, bring in the helicopter. We have criminal cabbage growing in South Central LA. Calling all units. Bring your billy club, your machine gun, oh, and your garden gloves. Okay. The cops kind of had a bad attitude about the whole thing, I thought. You know, they were all excited when they found they were busting a place that feeds over 1,000 people, but donuts were nowhere to be found, so they reacted accordingly. But don't blame the corporate cops. Anyway, they were just following orders. Starve poor people, starve. Those are the orders we're just following, huh? And I don't just say all of this because I'm not too
oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, I say it because I'm still hopeful for a good outcome. There's litigation scheduled in July. And I don't know. My heart goes out to the wonderful people at the farm, those who've been camping there. The spirit of the farmers, the spirit of the protesters, the music has been great. The Jarocho music, it was like the Spanish slave music, and oh, we were out there this week, all the guitarists, and singing up a storm, you know, because what's the song, ay, 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 cante, no llore, you gotta sing and don't cry, and that's what we were doing. Ran into a new friend out there also that day, and Crosby Tyler, who had a guitar out there, and one of the musicians lending support, and he had a great song really related to marching to save the farm. We'll get into that a little bit today also. We'll talk to him a little later in the hour, and if you want to just strum a little, Crosby's in the studio with his guitar, and So he'll be with us throughout the show, and we'll get into some of the music that we sang. I added a chorus out there, so you might warn everybody now, family members, that I might be singing, so stay near the on-off switch with the radio there. And while Mother Earth is crying about what happened at the farm, well, let me wish you a happy Father's Day, huh? And Dads Eat Free today at Truly Vegan Restaurant, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, so at least there's something good there. Some people say that I'm the father of the radio program that's in on the Houston Pacifica outlet, Go Vegan Texas. They say I'm the father of that program. However, I'm awaiting confirmation through a Maury Show paternity test result, just to see that if that actually is my offspring. I recently co-hosted Go Vegan Texas and interviewed today's guest, who will be on in just a few minutes, and I want her to discuss some of the issues that we addressed on that program. Coming up in just a little bit today, one of the true modern day heroes. You know, there are so many villains in the world, but bring on the heroes, and this one is at the top of the list, I'll tell you. So we'll be talking to Ingrid Newkirk in just a little bit. She's the co-founder and president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. We will talk to her about PETA being the target of domestic spying and the CIA operatives infiltrating PETA on behalf of Ringling Brothers Circus. You can't make up the truth like this. It's unbelievable. You know, the truth is stranger than fiction. All of that very interesting. But I wanted Ingrid here today for a special commemoration, and that being the observance of World Go Vegan Day, which is coming up on Wednesday, the first day of summer every year. We had been calling it Vegan World Day, but to inspire more action World Go Vegan Day seems appropriate, so that's what we will be doing. And then we want 2000 Year of the Vegan, because we don't have time to waste. We have all of the solutions by being vegan here, you know. So the annual first day of summer observance that invites all on the day of most light to live as a vegan, at least for a day, but hopefully forever. And on that day, you're invited to enjoy delicious, nutritious foods that are free of meat and dairy and poultry and fish and any animal ingredients. And it's a healthy choice for you and the environment. So we ask you on that day to walk in the shoes of a vegan, which means they would be non-leather, of course, and look good all day or the rest of your life without wearing leather or wool or fur or silk. And on World Go Vegan Day, feel good using personal care and household products that are cruelty-free. No animal ingredients, no animal testing. It's coming up on Wednesday, so experiment on yourself. No animal testing, but experiment on yourself on how great going vegan can be. And again, it's part of the solution to environmental pollution and global warming and world hunger and energy crises and deforestation. So we don't have time to waste. And this coming Wednesday, we have a special World Go Vegan Day dinner. So I invite you to join me at Millennium, which Veg News said is the best vegan restaurant in all of the United States of Listeria. We'll be at Millennium on Wednesday, presented by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. I'm hosting this three-course dinner, organic vegan gourmet at Millennium, 580 Geary Street at Jones in the Savoy Hotel. And you also get a seasonal elixir with your three-course dinner, $35 excluding tax and gratuity. And by the way, I did not build any proceeds into the price to benefit Go Vegan Radio. So I probably will be walking around with a hat gratefully accepting donations on World Go Vegan Day. This coming Wednesday, you can pay for it at the SFVS website, San Francisco Vegetarian Society website, sfvs.org, and use PayPal. And I'm still looking for silent auction items, so you can email me, bob@goveganradio.com. And seating is very limited, so definitely please check it out. And if you have any questions, call SFVS at 415-273-5481, 415-273-5481. And I'm sorry to say that with the eviction on the farm, I'm going to have to cancel the barbecue that we were going to have on next Saturday, the 24th, at the South Central Farm. We had Farm Aid there a couple of months ago, South Central Farm Aid, but I've never had to cancel an event before due to eviction. So this is new on me. So that won't be happening next Saturday, but next Sunday, the show must go on. World Go Vegan Day celebrations go on. So let's do lunch next Sunday, June 25th. And we'll do it at Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills in the San Fernando Valley, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The address is 17823 Chatsworth Street. It's at Zelza near White Oak in Granada Hills. And gosh, over the centuries, Buddhist monks have really perfected the vegetarian replication of meaty tastes and textures. And oh gosh, the LA Times review praises the culinary accomplishments of Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills. Now open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and closed on Mondays. That was the only complaint we ever had about that restaurant was no lunch on the weekends. They used to open late, but now, yes, lunch on the weekends, and we'll be there for lunch next Sunday. And what do you get for your $20? You get an appetizer and your choice of soup, wonton, hot and sour, or corn tofu. And you get all of the entrees, sweet and sour pork, with no pork, of course, sweet fish and brown sauce, no fish, of course, veggie lamb, no lamb, and vegetables and tofu. Oh, you do get the vegetables and tofu. Okay. And you get all four entrees, all for just $20. And I have built some proceeds to go to support Go Vegan Radio. So if you want to RSVP, it's bob@goveganradio.com. Or just show up. I'll be happy to see you just if you show up next Sunday and help us out. Because we have to raise money each and every week to pay these radio stations. Yes, the business manager is standing outside the door right now. He's looking at his watch. He's tapping his feet. He's going, where's the check? Where's the check? And There's no back door, so I have to give him one. I did mention that I stared the Gestapo in the face more than once this week. Well, I took a little ride down to San Diego to visit the SEALs in La Jolla at their home on at Casa Beach. And, gosh, I was welcomed by half a dozen patrol cars, a dozen cops streaming down on me. I mean, you would think that I was the donut delivery boy. But no, I was just calling out to a mean swimmer, asking him not to harass the SEALs. So I'm calling out to the swimmer not to harass the SEALs, and the lifeguard gets on the loudspeaker and tells me not to harass the swimmer. So I said, well, I think we still have a constitution. But the way it worked out, I heard the police call, attention all units, attention all units. We have a man at the beach exercising his right to free speech. So we need backup. We need backup. We need the helicopter. Actually, the Channel 8 helicopter did come out there. So it's a pretty bizarre scene anyway. So there you have it, life in these times under Gestapo rule. Bush, what can we learn from Bush? I mean, Bush is into looking into the eye of people, huh? You know, so, you know, I mean, the things we normally learn about Bush is like, don't be like him. You know, Bush eats meat, you know, don't eat meat. Bush lies, don't lie. Bush says, look into the eyes, you know, look into the eyes. But I get it. This time I get it. So I suggest that you look into the eyes of your food next time before eating your food. Like if you're taking a vacation, you know, driving up to the Pike Place Market in Seattle there where they throw those fish across the market. Well, how about looking the fish in the eye there and realizing that that fish gave up her life? You know, for you to ingest the mercury, PCBs, all that. Oh, if you're driving up to San Francisco from L.A., Harris Ranch, the stench hits you, look into the eyes of the cows. And can you really go to McDevil's or Murder King or Wendy's or Kills Jr. after that? Kentucky Fried Chicken, huh? Maybe stop by Animal Acres in Acton or Farm Sanctuary in Orland. And, you know, those are good destinations. And look someone in the eye who would have been your food. You know, your food was somebody. So why eat someone who had a face, a mother, or a bowel movement, huh? Okay, so anyway, I invite you to donate to this program. Please do, because we have to come up with money each and every week to pay these radio stations. You can make a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio, mail it to P.O. Box 40246, and send it to San Diego, 92164, or donate online at goveganradio.com, where we archive and podcast, okay? So we'll be seeing you Wednesday at Millennium, Saturday at Vegetable Delight. Ingrid Newkirk coming up. We'll hear Crosby, Tyler, just playing a little of the guitar here into and out of our commercials as we normally would. And as I said, he was down there at the farm being supportive, one of the great musicians. And we'll get into a song that we kind of improvised out there a little later in the hour, a song about marching to save the farm. So Crosby Tyler's here with his guitar, and Ingrid Newkirk is next on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
I'm always talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veganaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
And stop giving your family the bird. Give your family chicken-free chicken. And dairy is scary, but you have vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt. So if you want enchiladas or nachos or any of your favorites, pizza, you can have it with vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. alternatives. I'd like you to become aware of Health Force Nutritional as a company that, it's a vegan company that can really make a difference in your health, helping you to cleanse and heal and rejuvenate. Dr. Jameth Sheridan is a nutrition expert, a great lecturer. He's been on this program frequently, and he offers Vitamineral Green, containing 60 to 70% more superfoods, but costing the same as others on the shelf, but offering significant nutritional advantages. That's Vitamineral Green, naturally occurring, absorbable, and non-toxic vitamins and minerals, including calcium and trace minerals. And what you also get are all the essential amino acids. Yes, that's how you get your protein, antioxidants, fatty acids, chlorophyll, fiber, tens of thousands of phytonutrients, and so much more. It sounds like the exact opposite of meat. That has none of that. Anyway, visit healthforce.com to see the wonderful products offered, the wonderful ingredients, a long list of ingredients, but don't be afraid of these. These are great ones, yeah? So you got greener grasses, truly natural vitamin C, digestion enhancement enzymes, non-GMO lecithin powder, nopal cactus. And for your animal family members, there's green mush. So visit healthforce.com.
Oh, no, now you're going to give it to people. Animal burgers.
Oh, what's wrong with them? Okay, so I want you to check out this wonderful spread and dip from Toby's Family Foods. It's I discovered it just wandering aimlessly down the aisles of Whole Foods. I saw four rows of Toby's tofu pate, and the vegan ones are roasted garlic and red pepper, mild jalapeno, classic lemon dill, and martini olive. All sounded great. I noticed the tofu was organic. I took it home. Delicious. Perfect dip. Great on bagels or chips. You'll love it. And those are the vegan varieties. The one original is not suitable for vegans, but the four that I mentioned are totally vegan, totally delicious. Roasted garlic and red pepper, mild jalapeno, classic lemon dill, and martini olive. Really want you to try it, and you can get yours for free. That's right, free. Try your Toby's spread and dip. Just call 800-600-TOFU and demand your free dip. 800-600-TOFU or email info at tobysfamilyfoods.com.
S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
Whoops. And the spelling bee, I guess he left off the first word there, huh? So...
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
Okay, now you're the champion spelling bee hero. Okay, just want you to know about a great book. A lot of people are talking about it. It's called Animals in the Afterlife. Kim Sheridan was a guest on the show recently. You can listen to that interview archived at goveganradio.com. It's the Forward Magazine Book of the Year Award winner. Very sensitive writing. Kim is a real animal lover, and this proves it. A lot of interesting subject matter here. Jack Canfield says Kim Sheridan has the ability to open minds and touch hearts. Presented in an intelligent and down-to-earth manner, this book will surely touch the lives of animal lovers everywhere. Animals and the Afterlife. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? Well, Kim addresses those issues. Go to the website. It's animalsandtheafterlife.com. Animalsandtheafterlife.com. The book is available everywhere. Oh, I guess that means you. Yes. Hey, I didn't give Leo any music today. I figure we have Crosby in the studio, Crosby Tyler, to strum the guitar for us, bring the music on, one of the protesters at the farm. I'm going to have to get the Jarocho players, too. Maybe save the date, August 20th. We'll do a vegetarian barbecue in Venice. So I'll have details for that coming up for you. And I believe we hit Cameron here.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Okay. All right, we continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I don't have many heroes in the world, but here's one on today's show. Ingrid Newkirk is the co-founder and president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the largest animal rights organization in the world. Everybody loves PETA, except those who exploit animals. And sometimes those who exploit animals get a little nervous about PETA. Welcome, Ingrid. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Bob. Thank you, and congratulations on your show, as always.
Ah, thank you so much. 5.5 years now. And you were on that very first one 5.5 years ago. And I made sure you were on because I thought the station would only allow me to do one show. They'd hear the content. We insult every other advertiser, and that would be it for Animal Rights Radio for forever. But
but you've got some very good sponsors and some wonderful products, and you tell people things that are very good for them to hear.
Yes, and the reaction is wonderful. For example, I was at the South Central Farm, and a fellow here, Crosby, who's playing the guitar in the studio today, was leaning toward being vegan, and I spoke to him on the phone. Leaning toward being vegan isn't the right thing to say? Or?
Well, I would say I'm about 98%
there, but you went to the website, and I heard commitment from you. You said, okay, I'm
absolutely
doing it now. I'm never going to buy anything leather again.
Right.
I'm not going to do the cheese.
No,
you know?
It changed me instantly, Ingrid.
Yeah.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, it does, I think, when people get their eyes open to what really happens, they don't want to be part of the horror. You know, anyone who is justice-oriented and anybody who says compassion is an important part of their lives just thinks, oh my, what have I been supporting, when someone lifts that curtain and lets them see inside the slaughterhouse or the lab and see how things are tested and made. So welcome.
Yeah, to the total commitment.
Absolutely.
So I expect you to get arrested with me within a couple of weeks. So.
Uh-oh.
almost did it.
Now you're in trouble.
I was just in San Diego. I was yelling out to a swimmer, oh, don't abuse the seals. And I had 6 patrol cars immediately. So I don't know.
It's like a fascist state these days. I think of it as the new old Russia.
Yes.
We seem to have lost our spirit of debate in this country. We're afraid of saying anything, of rocking the boat, and there is such intense overreaction. We just had a protest. It was absolutely peaceful, non-violence, that's what we do, calm, anti-fur protest, and the Constitution allows you to stand out there and just say what you think. Nobody was even yelling. Nobody had a bullhorn. And we had so many police, you would have thought that we were in the middle of a riot or something.
Yes.
There wasn't even a counter-protester. It was just very friendly and lovely, and some of our women were out there with signs, and they sent the squad cars, and you just think, what are you so afraid of? In a way, it's a great compliment. Thank you for being afraid of progressive messages. And yes, the handwriting is on the wall. And no, you can't silence us, incidentally, so go away now.
Well, but if anybody knows about the heightened state of, Gestapo,
paranoia.
The Bushstapo, PETA has been the target of domestic spying. I mean, you have firsthand experience, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely ghastly when you think of it, and history will come to condemn it, there's no question. Just as in the past, history has come to condemn what was done to social activists against racism and segregation and all manner of things, peace activists in the 60s. That's happening with animal rights activists now. There is a concerted, multi-million dollar funded effort, and I'm not making this up. We've actually sued the FBI. We have forced them to give up records. Of course, they try to blot most of the stuff on the records out, so you have to go back and sue them again to have it unblocked. But they are funding this intensive search through the animal rights movement, desperate to find anything. I mean, don't dare litter on the street, because you could find yourself basically in the U.S. equivalent of Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely stunning that Homeland Security has whole divisions devoted to the investigation of legal animal rights activists. And every American citizen should be totally outraged, because this country is founded on free speech, freedom of religion, freedom of thought, and as long as it's peaceful, which it is, then let us be, freedom of association and so on. Bob, I just came back into the country. I had been in Slovenia and came back in and was held up so as to miss my connecting flight, as always, while they just made me sit there. And I sat in Dulles
Airport. Were you smuggling in tofu again, Ingrid?
I was smuggling tofu in my luggage again, damn it. But I sat there, and I had to smile, because that's all you can do, sitting in a chair watching thousands upon thousands of people as the hours ticked away, coming out of into the customs area and leaving with their baggage, every shape, size, age, nationality in the book, and the animal rights activist, me, sat there surrounded by immigration officials waiting for interrogation.
Hmm. Well, then I suppose the question going on in the minds of many in the audience, I guess I should ask you then, Ingrid Newkirk, are you now or have you ever been a member of Al-Qaeda?
I know, isn't it amazing? I mean, no wonder we can't really find any Al-Qaeda people because we're so busy looking at the wrong target.
Right.
But the thing is, it's neither here nor there, and history will bear that out. What we have is a revolution, and that's what's frightening to them. There is a revolution in consciousness, and all the kids growing up are seeing things that I wish we had seen when I was growing up, and that is no one is saying to them, you can't see inside the slaughterhouse. Our people are saying, please, look inside the slaughterhouse. See what's happening to the chickens on factory farms and to the cows being castrated without anesthesia. See what these big corporations are doing still today to test animals as if it was 100 years ago, force-feeding them with all manner of things down their throats. And ask yourself, is this right in the 21st century? And kids are saying no. They don't understand how places like Covance, which tests for all these major corporations, could be slamming monkeys into steel cages and putting plastic tubes down their throats and force-feeding them chemicals. There have to be better ways. They know there are better ways.
And
kids today say they just don't want to go along with it.
I learned from the PETA website recently that, yes, we condemn all of these vivisectors out there, you know, in all of those labs, but I was surprised to see that Welch's grape juice had been testing on animals and that Ocean Spray tests. I mean, it's so bizarre how bizarre vivisection is, you know?
Well, can you imagine? I mean, Bob, you're absolutely right. In our next newsletter, we had a spread on Welch's grape juice torturing and killing all manner of animals.
Innocent Welch's grape juice. Innocent Welch's grape juice, and the animals have to fear that. You know,
well,
I don't
believe
it.
One of the things they did, I mean, this is so bonkers, you don't have to be a scientist to think, what on earth are you doing, is they took animals and they would force them to smoke. You know how they put those experimenters put these masks with nicotine and tobacco going directly into the animals' faces, into their noses and mouths. They would force animals to smoke. Then they would give them Welch's grape juice. And, I mean, they don't drink a glass of it. You have to force it down their gullets or inject it or whatever you do, and then see if it helped. So what is the lesson that you would learn were you able to extrapolate the results from a dog or a mouse or a monkey to a person, to a human being? Is it that, oh, it's okay to smoke as long as you drink some Welch's afterwards? I mean, what are they thinking? So anyway, the good news is that we went to Welch's. We said, we're ready to say squelch, Welch. We're coming out with a campaign. And Welch's saw that this really was absurd. They examined it, and they have stopped all animal tests as of last week.
Well, that's certainly wonderful. And then I believe I found out that Ocean Spray was doing the same thing, though. Is that?
We're talking to Ocean Spray now. Palms, you know, the palm juice, the palm is doing the same thing. Palm has done some ghastly experiments on animals.
Pomegranate?
P-O-M?
P-O-M. No.
Palm Wonderful. It's in all the stores now, and it can stay in the stores because no one should buy it as long as they test on animals.
I've been buying palm.
Won't be buying palm anymore.
I won't be buying palm anymore. No. Wow.
You can certainly get Sunny Delight, the VB beverages. Jamba Juice is wonderful. Jamba Juice is so good. They not only don't test on animals, but they give money to charity. And when we told them a couple of years ago that they shouldn't be giving to the March of Dimes, because the March of Dimes conducts hideous experiments too, even sewing kittens' eyes shut in the past and doing all sorts of horrible infant studies with baby primates taken away from their mothers. Jamba Juice said, fine, tell us who to give to. We said, look, if it's a children's charity, birth defects, Easter Seals is great. March of Dimes is terrible. Jamba Juice only earmarks their donations for non-animal research or help or charities.
I'm so amazed that we're having a discussion of fruit juices testing on animals that I don't, you know, it's like, what's... what's the next bizarre? Yeah, I mean, it's just
beyond
my
know.
Belief.
I do know. And, of course, you can always go to Whole Foods. They have their own, they have lots of these wonderful non-tested juices, and so does Wild Oats Market.
And palm isn't even organic, so, you know, there are organic pomegranate juices there. So, okay, I guess I won't be asking Palm to advertise on the show now. I thought I was pretty safe, you know, sending them a marketing presentation, but...
No, go to Sunny Delight, and you can now go to Welch's. They've just scraped out of that and done the right thing. Of course, as you heard, probably Ralph Lauren, Polo Ralph Lauren, also has decided to do the right thing when it comes to fur. And they have, this 2 weeks ago, decided not to, we were in negotiations with them, not to sell any fur trim or at all anymore. Mm. And in fact, they'll be giving away to charities in foreign countries the fur orders that have already come in that they couldn't cancel, which are... trim on collars and cuffs on fur garments. But Bob, if I may say so, if anybody just gets a part of this story and wants more, please go to peter.org.
Yeah.
You can read all about the whole thing there.
peter.org. And we are attempting now to have another day on the calendar. It's actually been on the Chase calendar of events for a few years, and it's been Vegan World Day, but now World Go Vegan Day is appearing on the Chase calendar of events, and it made it to the Jon Stewart show last year, and Aramark celebrated it. Aramark, you know, the major food supplier, is very pro-vegan. They did a survey of college students of 100,000 respondents. 25,000 said having access to vegan food is very important to them. So Aramark is embracing providing vegan food to institutions like the college campus. And they're even concerned they separate the utensils. I mean, they're that concerned. It's like, you know, so.
That's wonderful. Now, this is very good. And then how many years from now we will be on the air and you will say, well, you know, it's really disgusting because there's an actually Go Meat Day.
I can't wait.
Because it will always be vegan.
Well, to us, that makes total sense. I mean, once you realize how repulsive it is, what's on the bread, you know, once you break through the veil of the clowns and the toys and the playgrounds and everything, it is a rotting cadaver, after all. You know, it is bloody.
Oh, Bob, I should mention Father's Day coming up. We have e-cards at peter.org that you can send to your dad, and lots of little vegan gifts that you can send to him.
Okay, that's wonderful. We're recording on Thursday. The show's playing on the air in L.A. and San Francisco on Sunday. So I think today is Father's Day, isn't it? It's the 18th,
yes,
isn't
it?
So happy Father's Day. Yes. Go vegan, Dad. You know, live longer. So really, going vegan is really something that, you know, people are, what can I do? How can I end global warming? Well, you know, I mean, it's an action that everybody can take right now. Even Ingrid Newkirk, who, and you know, people always think, you know, Ingrid Newkirk, oh, PETA, the wacko Ingrid Newkirk. Ingrid is like a normal person. She was a law enforcement officer, yeah, I mean, and a meat eater until one day.
I was a meat-eater's meat-eater, Bob, and I didn't stop eating meat because I disliked the taste. I always liked the taste. Looking back, I'm nauseated. You know, it's the same as if you stop smoking, that after a while, you don't want that smell in your clothes and you just don't want that taste in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same for me with meat, is at the time, I thought it was just grand and didn't think about it. Ate steak tartare, ate raw mussels and oysters and the whole nine yards. But, of course, I loved animals, and most people do care about animals. I certainly abhorred cruelty to animals. And then I started investigating cruelty to animals, and a pig made me a vegetarian because I found him on a farm where he had been abandoned, and he was desperate for a little drink of water. And I pulled him out of this barn, and I gave him some water, and it was that night that I started to think, what can I have for dinner? Pork chops. And I thought, hang on a minute, somebody was very cruel to one pig, and you're outraged, but you know in your heart that the pig you're eating on your plate tonight didn't have a good time of it in the slaughterhouse. And, of course, since then, I've seen the videos that we have on our site, too, of people beating these poor pigs, these sensitive, intelligent, scared pigs, with metal gateposts, kicking them in the face, doing all the things they do when they work on a massive pig factory farm. And the pig factory farm has to exist because of the demand for pork chops. These are lovely animals. You see people have posters on their wall of two pigs looking up at the sun or kissing. Or people love baby piglets. They understand that they're just dear animals. George Clooney had one in, as a companion who he rescued. But yet we can eat bits of their legs and bits of their bodies. And if we stop and think about it, we know that they didn't give them up voluntarily. No, I don't have any spare ribs.
Right.
That they suffered very, very badly, and they didn't like anything about the trip to the slaughterhouse or the experience in the slaughterhouse. And yet there's this world of vegan foods that says if you love animals, if you care about them, if you don't like cruelty, go vegan.
Go vegan, and we have all the alternatives. So if, unlike Ingrid, you're not repulsed by the smell or the taste, well, then get the vegan variety. Get a vegan hot dog or vegan burger. We're planning on a vegan barbecue on August 20th in Venice, and Tofurky just came out with new Franks that are really good. Their hot dogs and their sausages are wonderful. Veginé is the mayonnaise. We have ice cream, you know, we have vegan ice cream that's wonderful. So it's all there. All the alternatives are there without the cruelty. So
you know, Bob, I mean, I am repulsed by it now. I wasn't then because, like anything else, and there have been all these studies of how Nazis did what they did and how people in concentration camps went along with the Nazis and became inured to suffering and the screams coming from the concentration camps, all sorts of horrors people can become inured to. I was certainly absolutely oblivious or inured to what meat is, who meat comes from. Now I see it on the side of a grocery truck going to the supermarket and it says, buy this hamburger, and I stare at it. And it looks like roadkill, only
yes,
it's far, far worse because it came from an animal who suffered deeply. And I look at it and I think, how could you have put the ground-up bits of another living being's body in your mouth and thought that it was something tasty or desirable? The smell of
or nutritious.
Revolts me.
Or nutritious. We're consuming death and we expect to get life from it. You know,
my poor mother used to say, now, you have to eat your meat or you won't grow up big and healthy. No mother says that anymore unless they don't read the paper, don't watch television, don't listen to the radio, and haven't got a physician or have never read a health paper.
Yeah, I mean, I think every problem we have in the world would be solved if we all went vegan, from our energy concerns to global warming, deforestation, health problems. You know, it's going vegan solves it all. And so, Ingrid, you've been involved with this a long time. You've seen a lot of suffering and cruelty, and sometimes people talk to me and they say, you know, I'm burnt out. I can't handle it anymore. I can't, you know, how do you go on year after year facing the kind of cruelty you do and addressing what you do? And how can the people who get burnt out, who are frustrated, who may not feel that there's progress being made, how...
Oh, everyone has to know, and you have to concentrate on that. There is amazing progress. You just have to look at, there's another website called Peter 2, the number 2, and that's all the young people. You know, I'm 57 now. I can hardly believe it. It's been 25 years with Peter alone and working for animals before that. It's a new world. Anybody who is depressed should look back and see how it was. As I think the cover of Time magazine is for this last week is, should animals be in zoos? And ABC World News Tonight just had poor Gita's story,
right,
saying, you know, should elephants be in zoos? Why are they getting arthritis? What are we doing? You have silk on every supermarket shelf or other soy milks. People think it's not bizarre to be vegetarian. They think it's healthy, because it is, to be vegan or vegetarian. And it's so much has happened that you can only be aware that things change. And the only way things change is if you help them change. If you sit as a passenger on this ride, then the train will take a long time to get there, if at all. So every single person who cares has an obligation to cheer themselves up, to find ways to cope, and to be part of this progress so it gets there quicker and we stop suffering quicker. It's not a game. It's not a hobby. It's something we all care about. We want world peace. We're never going to get it all over the world. It just isn't going to happen. But we can stop aggression here. We can bring nonviolence there. You know, you can't save everything, but you can make a difference if you try to live an informed life and try to help others facilitate their change, bring them along, show them that there are options, always compassionate options, and then you'll be part of the progress.
Yeah, I'm fortunate because I do get feedback from people. You know, it's somebody came up to me at a restaurant the other day, said I just listened to 20 of your shows and I've decided I'm going vegan. So I can get that feedback, and each one of those situations just keeps me going, because that's why I'm here.
Bob, you just touched on a very important thing, because sometimes people think to themselves, whatever issues, whatever social cause they're pushing, they think, well, I've talked to this person and I've talked to particularly a family member and they're not changing. Well, advertisers say it takes umpteen times before someone changes. You are one of those umpteen times. Say it 7 times. You know, you might be time 4 or you might be time 1, and you may never see them when the 7th one hits them and they become vegan or they stop doing something else they shouldn't be doing and become a positive force in the world. But it's because of you. So you have to know that every time you cook a vegan meal for someone, share a recipe, give a gift that's a compassionate, enlightening gift instead of some just thing, but something useful and educational, cruelty-free soap, vegan, non-tested cosmetics, whatever it is, a food stuff, that you're helping people learn there's another way to eat, there are other things to buy, there's another entertainment, another book, whatever it is.
Right, and I might suggest someone might want to pick up one of your books at PETA.org. Making Kind Choices was your most recent one. I believe it's available on audio now, and any of a number of your publications would be very... very enlightening,
as you always are.
And a free vegetarian starter kit, of course, from PETA, PETA.org. And we're just about out of time. And Ingrid, it's always such a pleasure to have you on the show. You're one of my favorite people in the world. What can I say?
Well, you're very kind, Bob, and I think you do great work. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much, and thanks for being with us today. And the website is PETA.org, and that's Ingrid Newkirk. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's a pleasure. Okay. And let's see. Oh, yeah, we have Crosby Tyler on the guitar. Let me tell you about a few calendar items going on. And once again, with World Vegetarian Day, Vegan World Day coming up. Whoa, that's in October. Where am I? Hello. So I want to remind you that we'll be at Millennium this coming Wednesday. That is the first day of summer, which is World Go Vegan Day. And hope to see you there. You can go to the website of San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org. Use PayPal. Limited seating, so do it ASAP. And then next Saturday, nope, sorry, we called off next Saturday at the farm. Event canceled due to eviction. So next Sunday, June 25th, San Fernando Valley, we'll be doing World Go Vegan Day lunch at Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Totally vegan from 11:30 to 2 p.m., 17823 Chatsworth Street at Zelza near White Oak. And you'll really enjoy the food. We have a great menu there. And as I said, you'd have your choice of soup, wonton, hot and sour, corn tofu. And you get all of the entrees, sweet and sour pork, fish and brown sauce, veggie lamb, vegetables and tofu. You get all 4 entrees, all for just $20, with proceeds going to Go Vegan Radio. So please bring your pre-vegan meat-eating friends. RSVP is appreciated at bob@govegan.radio.com. But if you can't do it, that's okay too. Just show up, okay? If you want to make a donation to Last Chance for Animals, it has a program where a percentage of that can help Go Vegan Radio. If you so note on your check or when you donate online to Last Chance for Animals, LCA heavily involved with the elephant issue right now. There are investigators in the field. You probably saw Dealing Dogs on HBO. Chris DeRose. Investigations are costly. They take a long time. They take a lot of money. And LCA is involved in investigations and legislation and education, attempts to change the law. You can donate online at lcanimal.org. Monthly giving program. Mailing address is 8033 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles 90046. Again, if you note that you are so motivated to donate to LCA because of Go Vegan Radio, we will get a percentage of that donation, and that will go toward helping us stay on the air and do this every week. Go to goveganradio.com if you'd like to donate to this program. We're also looking for in-kind donations. And that means cars, trucks, boats, planes, motorhomes, electronic equipment. We can make it happen. So it's goveganradio.com. If you missed any part of today's interview with Ingrid, you can find that at the website where it's archived at goveganradio.com. So, okay, in just a moment, we'll say hi again to Crosby, but right now for our break two, a little strumming there, Crosby. Okay, well, here's a novel idea for a story. It's an animal rights story, and just published. It's called Animal Instinct. The author is Dorothy H. Hayes, herself a vegan for over 20 years, a former journalist, staff writer, and public relations director for a national animal protection organization. I have lots of friends who are reading this book now. There's information on the book at animalinstinctnovel.com. animalinstinctnovel.com. I just got a call from Kobe Siegenthaler here in Los Angeles. She said, I've just started reading the book. I'm still in the beginning, but I have to know who these people are. Who are they supposed to be? I'm trying to guess who they are. And, you know, if you've been in the animal rights movement any length of time, you might want to guess, too. It's really a fascinating book, and it's compelling. You get involved, and you stay with it, and all the issues are there. So, it's a great storyline, but anyone reading it is going to come away knowing the issues that move us. So check out this book. It's Animal Instinct. It's an animal rights novel that you can find information at animalinstinctnovel.com. You can also go to, you can read all the five-star reviews that are at Amazon. So check out the book, Dorothy Hayes. Very good book indeed. Okay.
McDonald's, yuck.
McDonald's, yuck. Don't go to McDonald's. Go to Truly, especially today, Father's Day. Go to Truly. Dads eat free today at Truly, a vegan restaurant at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Right there at the 101 freeway. Just exit the 101 freeway and you are there. Truly is serving breakfast all day. Breakfast specials include one popular one is the hash browns, tofu scramble, and soy bacon strips. And they've done an amazing job with their soy bacon. You can also get blueberry pancakes, tofu scramble, and a soy wiener. You have Simply pancakes, hash browns, and a soy sausage, or hash browns, tofu scramble, soy wiener. So the specials are there, the breakfast specials all day. And Dad eats free, okay? Dad's eating free today at Truly for Father's Day, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. It says right on the menu, we want to make a positive and helpful contribution to society. By using products that are animal-free, we're making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings at Truly.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Blendon.
And I also want to ask you, gosh, if your omega-3 is a little fishy, well, that's too bad because then you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life. And fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals, PCBs, and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. And now you could benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. It's Omega Zen 3 from Nutru. Now, DHA is a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain required for functioning of all neural systems, including vision. And in studies, low levels of DHA have been found in persons with heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, Alzheimer's, depression, ADD, insomnia, stress, hyperactivity, dyslexia. And with DHA supplementation, those conditions seem to improve. So check it out, the Vegan Way Omega Zen 3 from Nutru, available at all Southern California Whole Foods markets. It provides you with your omega-3s in an all-natural, once-a-day formulation derived from natural plant marine sources, grown in a controlled environment. So Omega Zen 3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization Oceans Program as a best choice product, with test results showing no mercury, PCBs, dioxins, or other similar contaminants. And it's a vegan company. Listen to the interview with John Donovan a few weeks ago. I mean, Nutru is really concerned about animals, the environment, etc., and your health. So check it out. I think you're going to be happy with this original vegan omega supplement from Nutru. It's Omega Zen 3.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Okay, all right. Well, oh gosh, look at how the time goes here. Crosby, Tyler was out at the farm, and a lot of people were inspired to go out there and protest and be creative. And oh, you had a really cool song, which was Marching.
Marching Down Them Golden Roads.
Marching Down Them Golden Roads. And I believe I added some lyrics, whether you wanted them or not that day. And
we'll compromise and we'll do them both together.
Yeah, we'll do them. Yeah,
you'll
go
add
ahead.
Your part. You could sing along and
slip into it. Sure. Let's see. Yeah, give it. This is really
break
moving.
A wall. Blow it away, don't ever say that all is fear, cause I am here to punch and cheer and spark the fight for those of need. Don't succumb to fate, it's just nightmares of such distaste. It only wants your soul to break, then you rot away. The night is ours to march. Raise our tilted heads and let us scream until we're dead. Scream until the fog is lifted. Anywhere we go, anywhere is home. Everywhere are rogues marching down them golden roads. We're marching down them golden roads. A carnival clown laughs at me, shaking fists so grimacingly, aims a gun to my head, then slowly drifts through the air. A maddening crowd kicks and beats, then it's back to work like diligent sheep, tearing at their simple dreams with only just a scent to breathe. The night is ours to march and raise our tilted heads and let us scream until we're dead. Scream until the fog is lifted. Anywhere we go, anywhere is home. Everywhere are rogues marching down them golden roads. We're marching down them golden roads.
1 minute. 1 minute.
Falling to the ground.
Where's the chorus?
We have to get yourselves up for a final round of destiny. Tyranny endlessly for us all. The night is ours to march and raise our tilted heads and let us scream until we're dead.
scream
just about out of time now. We're listening to Crosby, Tyler. Go vegan. Happy World happy World Go Vegan Day.
Everywhere.
Thanks for listening. Go to the website, goveganradio.com.
We're marching down.